You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
So we jump in, and John was one of my first clients that maybe about 15 years ago. He booked this commercial with this phone company called Verizon. It was supposed to be just like a couple times he was going to do it. Before you knew it, he was doing one after the other.
We speak to Robert Wexler, the most famous commercial agent you've never heard of. Wexler's biggest client is the Can You Hear Me Now guy from the Verizon commercials, who in an unprecedented move after years of representing Verizon, switched to Sprint. We'll hear the exclusive story behind the most infamous deal in cell phone TV ad history, as well as the unique parlance surrounding gum commercials.
You have to take the stick of gum, put it on your tongue, fold it, and remove your finger before you bite it.
Oh.
It's called the load.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily, Amy, Lauren, Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here with our guest, Robert Wexler, who is the agent for a pretty important commercial actor most of us with the television have seen. Welcome, Robert Wexler, to
Thanks.
The podcast.
Thanks very much. It's very nice to be here.
Now, what can you just explain to us? We're not allowed to say your client's name.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, frankly, he's my client, and I just kind of want to protect him.
I wish I had that.
Yeah, well,
I don't have a podcast agent, if anyone's wondering. Not yet. We'll just call him John.
Oh, let's call him John, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So when did you start working with John?
So I went and saw John. Mm-hmm. I'm using air quotes here.
Yeah, can't see him.
In a show, it was down in the village. It was in a basement. It was probably the size. It probably held like 30 people.
Mm-hmm,
it was
mm-hmm.
very small, very mm-hmm. smoky at the time because you could smoke in New York City at the time. So,
yeah.
And they used the smoke as an environment. So there was a lot of smoke. But
mm-hmm.
The play, I believe, was called 96 Bags of Urine.
Right.
And there was weird nudity.
Oh.
Just very strange. You know, it's the village. It's one of those small theaters. And so.
Yeah. Yeah. People really like to be naked when they're...
So they really do it when it's smoky and there's banging.
Well, yeah, and smoke would help, I think.
I think so,
Like an Instagram filter,
you know,
in real
yeah,
life.
Yeah, exactly.
So you saw John in this production.
I saw John.
You said, I've got to work with him.
Yep.
How did this Verizon deal come about?
When did
you switch to how did he even get to this commercial?
This
is such a fascinating story.
It was actually my father's agency that I had inherited from him, Jack Wexler.
Oh.
John comes in and we talk, and I said, hey, let's do this, we do that. I decided, why don't I just see if I can't get a franchise with a commercial agency, become franchise, represented by. So I made that work, and so I got into commercials. And John was one of my clients, and I said, you know, this is new to me. So we jump in, and John was one of my first clients that booked about about 15 years ago. He booked this commercial with this phone company called Verizon.
Yeah.
And he... It was supposed to be just like a couple times he was going to do it.
Yeah.
And before you knew it, he was doing one after the other.
Right.
After the other.
Now, how did he feel? So he had gone from this off-Broadway background, 95 bags of urine, and then he
96
gets this,
bags 96. 96 bags of urine. Very specific.
Sorry, my apologies. So he has this off-Broadway career, and a lot of those off-Broadway types, they seem to really, you know, care about the art.
Right.
I'm using quotes, quotes again. You can't see him. But then he gets this huge commercial, and he's very visible. Was he nervous? Oh, no, you know, my career as a quote-unquote real actor is ruined?
Well, not at first. You know, here's the deal. So he gets the commercial. Mm-hmm. He's very excited. It's his first commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
He did it because he was wearing glasses. That's what John always said. He says, none of the other guys were wearing glasses.
Wow.
And he went into the studio, you know, with this audition, and he was wearing glasses. And everybody's like, oh, my God, this guy with the glasses. And, and he met with the producer. He met with the director. And before you know it.
The ad campaign was the Can You Hear Me Now?
Can you hear me now?
And I wonder, wearing glasses,
sure.
You know, people who wear glasses, we think they're smarter. They are smarter, let's say. And so if someone wearing glasses says, can you hear me now?
That's very, you know, effective. Like, very, very effective.
Yeah. We take that guy seriously.
Of course you have to because he's smart.
Right, right.
You know, he's got the look.
Yeah. Okay. So he was excited at
first. Very excited at first.
And did that stay or?
What happened was because he was the Verizon guy for almost a decade.
Mm.
And it was becoming a bit much.
Sure. For him, probably
for
not
him,
for you.
Well, no, I loved it because I'm making, you know, I was finally making some real coin there, you know.
Making
Jack
Wexler pretty proud,
I was making Papa very proud. But so John was doing these Verizon, he was like, you know, Robert, you know, this is wonderful. I'm, you know, making all these residuals and all this, but I can't go anywhere anymore.
Mm.
I can't go to a mall. I can't go shopping. I can't walk on the street.
Wow.
Because what does everyone come to say to you when you're the Verizon guy?
Right.
You hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
So he would be out at dinner with friends and family. Mm. It gets old, you know. Mm. It's like what you're talking about, Willis. So it got really old for him. He started becoming very unhappy. And you can actually, if you look back, I believe some of them are still online.
Yeah,
you can actually see in the beginning, he's very happy in the commercials.
Yeah.
And as the years go by,
you
can see that he becomes very, very sad. You can see it in his eyes through those glasses.
Yeah, in the beginning, he's asking, can you hear me now? With the hopeful expectation that the answer is yes. By the end, he's saying, well, can you hear me now? And it's like,
right.
You know, forget.
He didn't want it. So he was very unhappy.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by the app Betweensies. We've all been there. You're out to dinner and you're wrestling with a very tough choice. Which is better, the steak or the pasta? The waiter comes to take your order and you ask, which is better, the steak or the pasta? The waiter tries to be as polite as possible, seeing as your question is ridiculous because the filet and the bucatini are so completely different. And so the waiter says, well, I mean, it really depends on what you're in the mood for. I personally like the steak, but people really like the pasta too. And then you're wondering, is he just upselling me? And now you're more confused than ever. Great. You have no idea what you want. Enter Betweensies. Betweensies has a database of thousands of restaurants for each city and is growing daily. Simply enter your restaurant, enter the two or three, even, dishes you are deciding between, and Betweensies will tell you what you want. No more ordering the pasta and saying, I should have had the steak. Don't be the story your waiter tells his friends after his shift. Let Betweensies do that for you. No offer code because it's free. Just like your mind will be when you leave the decision up to Betweensies. Okay, so he does the Verizon ads
for
quite a long time.
Quite a long time.
And then the Verizon ads stop for a few years.
Well, here's what happened. So he was very unhappy. They paid him insane amounts of money.
Wow.
He said, how can I get out of this? And I said, are you crazy? Why would you want to get out of this lucrative deal? I mean, look at Mr. Whipple.
Who?
Mr. Whipple, you know, the shaman guy used to don't squeeze the shaman.
Oh, sure.
What about him, you know?
Right.
Or Sorry Charlie, you know, that guy, you know.
Right.
You know, they did that till the day they died. And I was like, you could do that. And that made him more miserable. And then he disappeared for a while. And I was like, John, where are you?
Right.
And so
he was basically saying, mo money, mo problems.
Yes, exactly. So he wanted out and Verizon didn't want to let him out. And so I had this real big meeting with them. I said, listen, he is so unhappy. And you don't want an unhappy spokesperson. And you don't want that.
Right.
So they let him out, you know, and they bought him out. Now, here's the thing. In the meantime, I was talking with Sprint without John's knowledge.
Even then,
I was working a deal.
Wow.
So what happened was, so he quits.
Mm-hmm.
We get him out of the contract. I'm working with Sprint saying, hey, I got the Verizon guy. He's out of his contract now. He doesn't have an agreement with them anymore. He doesn't have a conflict anymore. And Sprint came and said, we'll pay you double whatever he was making. I jumped on it.
Oh.
I jumped on it
You
couldn't believe.
Yeah.
So I let John do this. And I said, give me a couple months. And so then I told John, hey, I got a great commercial for you.
Yeah.
You are the Sprint guy now.
Wow.
And you know what? He kind of perked up. He kind of perked up after that. I thought he was going to be a bit despondent, but no. He was really excited about it. He was really excited about it because he didn't have to say, can you hear me now? And there are people coming up to you. So we was working on this deal with the Sprint.
Yes.
And he kind of perked up and he said, do they want me to wear my glasses?
Uh-huh.
And I said, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
And they said, yes, they were so excited about him.
Wow.
Because they wanted to make sure that we stole the Verizon guy.
Yeah.
And he was very happy again because he didn't have to say, you know, can you hear me now?
So right.
He was very happy about that.
Wow. So you have John sign the Sprint deal.
Sure.
So it's done.
Sure.
And then when did Verizon hear about this? And what was reaction?
Oh, this was a good story.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet.
It's like one of those things where you discover by hearing it or seeing it on television. It's like being fired by tweet. Being fired by an email or FedEx,
right,
you know, it's just awful.
Yeah.
So we didn't tell Verizon. We didn't have to. Why would we tell them? Because it doesn't matter because we don't have a contract. We don't have an agreement with them. It's fine. We could do this.
Wow.
So the first commercial airs and boy, did my phone ring.
Oh,
you never heard so
can
many.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now? There was that. And then it was like, I was wondering what they were working on, the next catchphrase. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know. I didn't care. It's just my client was happy.
Yeah. Did you hear from anyone directly? Did anyone give you
an angry call. I had to close my office door because the CEO of Verizon is calling me and calling me all sorts of words that I don't want to say here, but he was saying so many bad words. Mm. He called me a son of a B and an F word and an S-hole and oh man. And, it was, you know, I haven't been yelled at like that in a long time, but you know, in what comes down to, he's got the threatened lawsuits and everything, but when it comes down to it, you don't have a contract.
Yeah.
We don't have anything with you. We don't have any deal with you. There's nothing you could do. Yes. We stole your spokesperson.
Yeah.
We stole it. And it was the greatest legal crime, I think, ever.
Wow. So you're not interested in becoming a professional poacher.
No.
You know,
you
wouldn't look at like Flo, the Progressive woman, and say, oh, let's get her on. What is Progressive Insurance?
It's insurance.
Yeah. But,
and a bit of, you know, improv comedy, I think, mostly those commercials. You know, I think they just tell Flo to just like do something and they rolled camera, you know.
She really landed in the good.
She did, you know.
In the schmaltzgrib.
I would say.
That's a Yiddish expression.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Translates to chicken fat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, have you gotten any kind of feedback with people watching the ads where they feel upset with your client for betraying
Absolutely.
Verizon?
Absolutely.
It, for me personally, it elicited feelings, really intense feelings for me
that
I wasn't expecting.
Really?
I felt suddenly, I felt really upset.
Really?
Yeah, for Verizon, which is interesting because, you know, we're talking about these two huge corporations,
right.
And I suddenly just felt like they were betrayed, like they were the other woman, or no, they were cuckolded.
I guess so.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Same Eyewear. Remember when every reality TV star you followed on Instagram was selling those diff eyewear sunglasses? Remember how for each pair they sold, they gave away a free pair of reading glasses to someone in need? Well, Same Eyewear is exactly like diff eyewear, but the same. Same Eyewear. Simply buy a pair of sunglasses and we'll also give a pair of reading glasses to someone in need. Same type of sunglasses, same charitable business model, but with a different name. Same. Same Eyewear. Like diff, but same. Use discount code BRAVOLIBERTY for 5% off your first purchase.
So John is with Sprint. You've made this amazing, game-changing, industry-shaking deal.
Sure.
What do you think about, do you kind of, maybe you're not able to answer this publicly, but, you know, do you see in another 5 years maybe a little T-Mobile kind of sliding in there?
Well, you know, that I thought you might ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but if we did the triple play, I think it would break everybody's eyeballs out of their heads if we did that. I think it would be crazy. Triple play.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll work on that.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Maybe like a Cricket wireless.
There we go.
All right. So now this is maybe, I have a couple more esoteric kind
all
of
right.
questions
good,
for
good.
You.
All right.
Will anyone hear him later? Meaning, what's the life of someone like, you know, for John, who's had this huge, robust commercial career, if he decides to stop doing those commercials, God forbid, for you.
Yeah.
If he stops doing that, will he be able to have an acting career?
I think he's done.
Yeah.
I think he's done after this.
Yeah.
You know, unless he, you know, because maybe if we bring him over to T-Mobile or for Jitterbug or for, you know, Right. Or crazy idea.
Yeah.
He goes back to Verizon and blows everybody's minds. Can you imagine?
Wow.
You know, and he say bad things about the people in the Sprint, and then he goes back to the Verizon. Can you imagine?
I would have a hard, really hard time with that. Does John get any perks with his contract? Does he have any, a free phone service?
Yeah, absolutely. Or? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We worked that in. We made sure that everyone who he wanted to have a phone got a phone.
Like a family plan?
Like a family plan. Oh. And also, and it was for me.
So it's like plus 10, plus a new phone, plus a new phone plan.
Plus a new phone.
And it then, is,
And I got rid of, we were able to get rid of the old facsimile, and the old landline.
Oh.
And
facsimile?
Facsimile. Yeah, it's a facsimile machine with the thermal paper. You know, remember that? It kind of came out as one big thermal paper, but we got rid of that because of Verizon.
Fax is short for facsimile.
Facsimile, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the ditto machine. We don't need that anymore. I don't know if you remember a ditto machine. It was like you print it out and you put it on. It's basically your own little printing press, and it was ditto, and it smelled glorious. Because the ink could make you, high.
Oh.
And it was great. You know, a boring office day. You know, let's run the ditto machine and see where we go.
Let's
run
the ditto machine, go down and see 96 bags of urine one more
you know
time.
What? You know,
see what that's like.
I have a feeling there might have been some ditto machines down there.
Maybe.
You could smell there was something in the air.
The creators probably also.
What? There was, it smelled like ditto.
Wow.
Ditto everywhere.
Wow. Ditto and urine.
Very
nice
talking to you. It was such a very fine looking woman.
Oh, thank you so much. And if you get any other commercial offers, I am, I'm.
You know what? Here, let me give you my card.
Oh,
let me give you my card.
Yeah, because
you could call me, and who knows? You know, this might just definitely have something about a slow motion walk about you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with them. You know, I'm patient. If I need to sit in a chair for a few hours and have, plaque psoriasis painted onto my arm or something, I could do that.
Sure, sure. You know, there's some new toothpastes coming out. So, maybe we'll do that. You know, can you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
There we go. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
All day, twice a day.
Done.
Not three times. I don't do three times.
No.
But I think toothpaste models are some of the most beautiful models.
It's really how what they call it when they put the gum in their mouth, incidentally?
What?
They call it the load. Isn't that weird? They call it the load.
The load?
And there's a way to do it.
Oh.
You have to take the stick of gum, put it on your tongue,
uh-huh.
fold it,
oh.
and remove your finger before you bite it.
Oh.
It's called the load.
Wow, like those double mint ads.
That's exactly right. And it started with one of my clients. She was named the Load Girl. It was like 1976 around there. She was the Load Girl. And they used her as an example. Like Wrigley's Spearmint Gum used my client as the Load Girl for all the commercials from then on.
Wow.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Wow. But she didn't have a twin.
She didn't have a twin.
No.
No.
That came later.
No. But she was the load girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
She always had a nice load.
Thank you again. Thank you. Since recording, Robert Wexler has lost John as his client, but he tells me that he is actively pursuing the Trivago guy and is making headway on poaching him from his current representation. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening. And as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.